Bank of Cardiff. This is Gabe.
Hey, Dave, you want my reservation code?
Yeah, give me just one moment, please. All right, I'm ready when you are.
2311-2901-0051-2554.
All righty. Are you with Balducci Inc.?
That's me.
Am I saying that correctly?
Yes, you are.
Okay, surprising. All right, and who am I speaking with?
Sam Balducci.
Sam, all right, Sam. And in case we get disconnected here, is this the company line there? Is this a cell phone you're calling me off of?
This is my personal cell phone.
Okay. All right, Sam, let me just confirm some information real briefly, and then we'll go ahead and answer any questions you have. I have billing address down as 20 Lanes of Acres, Haddonfield, New Jersey, 08033.
Correct.
Okay, and it looks like you guys are incorporated. Are you guys S-Corp or C-Corp?
S-Corp.
Okay, and how about time and business there, Sam?
This corporation, 99 started it.
99? So say about 17 years?
17 years, yeah.
Okay, and how about a good company phone number to have on file here?
Well, this is the best number to get a hold of me. Yeah. I own several fitness centers, so you could have a number of one of them if you want to try to get a hold of me that way.
Yeah, that's fine, sure. I'm ready when you are.
856-384-8900.
All right. So you guys, you own a few gyms there, fitness centers?
I own six.
Okay.
I own the real estate of five of them.
Okay. Real estate. All right. And what were you looking to do there for the business? Are you looking at some equipment for those facilities?
My main concern is right now, I would take the 250, but I need to know what the interest rate is.
Right. Let me ask you a few questions here. We'll give you a better idea of what we'd be able to do for you. So it looks like is this going to be utilized for some cash flow for the business, or is this for equipment?
Yeah, it's just cash flow, working capital. I just opened up three clubs back to back to back to back, and I'll give you a little history on me and my clubs. So my clubs are very, very similar to Planet Fitness. They're $10 a month, $20 upsell. It takes between 6 and 14 months for the clubs to turn profitable. So it's all volume and it's all based on sales. So what it is when I do a club like this, you know, you got to continue to accumulate the $10 memberships. So it takes about 2,000 members for the club to turn profitable. So now it's give or take, it's all relevant to how many platinum memberships, which would be the upsell you sell. We generally sell about a third of them. So soup to nuts overhead at each club is at about 27 to 30,000. So if you do the math, if you do 2,000 memberships, you upsell a third, which would be 600 memberships, you're looking at $26,000. So that's about where, you know, you start to turn profitable.
Okay.
And once it gets profitable, you know, then you got to catch up on all the stuff that you were falling behind on. And, you know, so if I did one club, you know, and I wouldn't even be making this call. But because I did three clubs back to back to back to back and spent $6 million opening up these three clubs, you know, I am getting a little cash poor right now. So
right.
I haven't looked for any money. I can easily get money through my real estate, but it's a, you know, as you would know, it's a longer approval process.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Like I can go and get a bridge loan. My bridge loans are right around 4.25. So, you know, I got to weigh that time against what you guys would want for interest.
Okay. And as far as ownership goes there, are you 100% owner there of the facilities?
100% owner, and just the real estate alone is over $6 million. I'd say about $5.5 million, just the real estate, and I own the real estate. I don't own it outright, but I own it.
Okay.
One building has a loan, I think 1.1. and that one was appraised at, I think, 2.7, and then the other one was appraised right around the same amount, and total owed on that one, I think, is 1.2. I don't ever do more than 50% loan to value.
Okay, got you.
In my buildings.
Absolutely. How is the credit on the personal side there?
It's perfect. Never ever had a missed payment ever in my entire life. I'm 54.
Okay. All right. Net
worth
okay.
probably over, it's definitely over 10 million, but probably closer to 13 or 14 million.
Okay, and what are you doing gross sales? Let's say last year, what did you do in gross annual sales?
Tax returns weren't done yet, but it was probably closer to 2.5 million, 3 million.
Okay. All right. And do you have six separate bank accounts for all these different locations, or do they all run through one main account? Okay, gotcha.
Six separate accounts.
All right. Yeah. So
one club is literally 6 weeks old. The next club was I opened December 5th, so that's 6 months old. And the club before that I opened last March 5th. So that's
okay.
almost a year and a half old. That one just turned profitable. That one actually, I haven't had a thing in my pocket since May. So it was just turning profitable in May.
Okay.
Ironically, the other two are almost turning profitable now. They're a lot better areas, a lot more successful.
Are these all in-state there in New Jersey, or are they kind of spread out there?
One's in Philadelphia. That's the only one I don't own real estate. And the other five are in New Jersey. You can look them up. They're called Giant Fitness Clubs.
Okay.
But I don't really waste a whole lot of your time or my time. I really would want to know what the interest rates are.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, if your best interest rate is 10%, I'm not even a little interested.
Yeah, and that's what it's going to be for unsecured capital, as far as the lower side goes. So that would be what we're looking at.
Is it 10 or is it 9.9, 8.9?
It usually starts around 10, give or take, and then it goes north from there, kind of depending on, cash flow, credit, time in business, those sort of factors. Have you had a working capital loan?
The only thing about me doing that would be, the only caveat to that for me is there any kind of penalty if I just pay it off?
No, in fact, most of our...
Or could you do it as a line of credit? Because if it was as a line of credit, I wouldn't care if it was 10. If you got to park $250,000 in an account, then it would definitely make a difference.
That would be the lower side of things. And we do have lines of credit available. If your credit's perfect, it sounds like that's something you'd qualify for. I'm not sure if we could do $250,000 line of credit, especially your first time working with us, but, that's kind of the ballpark. That would be on the lower side of things.
You obviously got my name through the leasing companies, because that's usually how I pop up on these little searches that you know, I get this junk mail.
Right.
And the leases that I did associated with that company there, Balducci Incorporated, were in excess of $500,000 each. So,
and I'm sorry, that you said that last year that was $500,000 in sales?
No. Those leases have been paid off for 3 years.
Oh, with TCF there?
Exactly. Okay. You already know what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
now,
exactly.
I co-sign through Balducci Incorporated from other corporations. So they asked me to cross-guarantee. So they may be coming up as active leases in my name.
I don't really have the detail on that. It looks like you did some late last year, facility you opened up in December.
In the last 6 years, I've done $2.5 million in leases with TCF. Never missed a payment, never been late, never anything.
I'm the guy
you're looking for. It's the question, are you the guy I'm looking for?
Yeah, absolutely. And just to give you some feedback there, you know, I just want to set a realistic expectation. On the lower end, it's a fixed cost. It's not kind of your traditional APR, you know, like you see with TCF. But, you know, you'd be looking at as low as 10 cents on the dollar. That's going to be pretty much the cheapest it's going to go. And then and to kind of touch on your previous question, most of our programs, I would say probably 90% of the loans that I do have prepayment discounts. So that can be anywhere from 25% off remaining interest to 5% off remaining balance. Okay. So most of our programs do have, you know, prepayment discounts. So certainly no penalties. My one concern is you keep all six of those accounts separate. You don't run it all through like an account
I keep them all separate. Listen, you know, like, you get so many different opinions on the safety of insurance. You know, I have 12 different corporations. I have the real estate in one corporation. I have the business in another corporation. So I have five clubs with five different real estate companies. The only one I co-mingled was Balducci Incorporated. That one owns two of the buildings and two of the clubs. All the other buildings are owned by separate corporations.
Okay, I mean, that certainly makes sense, you know, to keep everything separate.
It's basically just an indemnification for insurance reasons, you know, so, like, I can't get bombarded by one person trying to suck the life out of every one of my corporations.
No, that completely makes sense, and I completely understand. I mean, yeah, if you want to see what we can do for you, we typically free up about 10 to 15% of your gross sales is what we're able to do. So, what I'll do is I'll shoot you off an email with kind of the information we'll need to get you an answer on your file. My one question is what is the most which one of your businesses generates the most revenue?
The one Balducci Incorporated anyway. So that's,
okay, how much?
About 1-2.
Okay, there you go. Okay.
The other one does about 6. So together, that's about 1819, just in Balducci Incorporated.
Okay, got you. 19. Okay, yeah, what I'll do is...
Bring it over here.
Is there a good email for you, Sam?
I'm sorry?
Is there a good email for me to shoot off just that one-page application?
Yeah, Sam, Balducci, B as in boy, A-L... D is in David, UCCI, the numeral 1, at AOL.com.
All right, so I just have SBalducci, digit 1, at AOL.com?
Yeah, so shoot me over what you want. Like I said, if we're at 10, I could live with that on secured. But any more than that, I'm really not interested.
Okay, and like I said, I certainly can't promise you that we'll get you an approval for that.
Most of it can happen. I don't want to waste a lot of time once you go over the application, you know, but I don't want to waste a lot of your time nor my time.
Right, completely understand. So that would be on the...
If you want to move forward, you want me to shoot over that application that came with it, I'll be happy to do that, and you can see where it goes from there.
Yeah, definitely. I will shoot you off an email here shortly. And then, you know, as soon as you can get the information back to me, we'll get you an answer in usually a day or two.
Okay.
To 2 days. All right, Sam?
All righty.
All righty. We'll talk soon. You take care.
All right, thanks.
Bye.